got prunes. Metalheads and rockers, we've got this classic. We've got the spastic. We've got theater geeks who are tragic. And we all welcome you to our little troupe. We've got bass dudes, we got tenors, super high sopranos and altos. We've got beginners, all major winners, the confident to the nervous. And we all join in no matter where we are. Players and some a cappella or improv, and we raise a toast with a Dabrowski drinking game. I love this group. Yes, I do.
Jennifer Adams, no, we love you for putting that together. That was freaking awesome.
Oh my God. That is the best thing I've ever heard ever in my entire life. Holy shit. That was so good.
Yeah. Awesome. So Jennifer Adams, one of our longtime members, has actually put that entire song together. It's based on Toby Keith's I Love This Bar, obviously, but she wrote all the lyrics, and it's about her experience in Friday Night Karaoke.
God, I loved that. I loved it. And you know what? She mentioned my name. She mentioned my name. And
she mentioned my name first.
She
mentioned my name first.
She said my last name. My last name. She didn't say your last name. Because you know what? Nobody knows if it's Winston or Winston, but she said Mike.
Yeah, well, Jennifer Adams. Yennefer.
I think it's pronounced. Name? No. It's the J is. It's a hard.
The J is silent.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Anyway, before we get ahead of ourselves, this is Friday Night Karaoke. I'm Mike Wiston. I am the host and co-founder of the Friday Night Karaoke podcast and the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group.
And I am Joe Rubin with the same exact title and. Oh, my God. It is just fantastic to be here. That is the best way to kick off a podcast
I mean,
ever.
I'm feeling like this needs to be our official theme song of Friday Night Karaoke. Do we have Friday Night Karaoke t-shirts yet?
I'll work on that.
We need to send Jennifer Adams a Friday Night Karaoke t-shirt, a Friday Night Karaoke
shot glass. Yeah, she needs more than a t-shirt. We got to send her like a Friday Night Karaoke.
We need to send her a Mercedes-Benz
classic. That was fantastic. That was so good.
I loved everything about it. I'm going to end up listening to that 500,000 times and promoting it everywhere I can.
I already did listen to it three times. You can tell how I am already slurring my speech because I did 12 Dabrowski. She mentioned it in the middle of the song.
There's our Dabrowski.
Oh, you did not.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Kicking this off, this is episode 13 of the Friday Night Karaoke podcast. Lucky 13. And the title and theme this week is FNK Country.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. You know what? It could have been FNK Karate. It was so close. FNK Karate.
I almost had it. Dream shattered.
Yeah. But we went with country instead.
FNK Karate, I'm sure we could have gotten at least 14 songs.
No, I was
going to
say 4 or 5, but yeah, we could have gotten almost a full handful of songs.
How many did we get with FNK Country?
Well over 200.
We had 217 submissions to FNK Country.
Dude, this is the biggest submission week ever. We've been doing this for almost a year now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the biggest week ever. Country music.
I feel terrible for our judges because I don't know how they're possibly going to pick everything.
You know what? We were on that little chat that we have with the FNK judges, and they were like, how many songs do we have to listen to? We're like, good luck. Have fun.
Wait. How did they say that again?
How many songs do we have to listen to?
Fantastic.
It was text, so they didn't actually sound that way. I'm just speculating. But I'm sure it sounded like that.
Again, that was Jennifer Adams singing I Love This Group, her own version of I Love This Ball by Toby Keith.
I love that song.
And make sure you go to the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group and check it out. You have to actually see this thing, hear it again,
love it,
write some comments, give Jennifer some love because she put a lot of work into this and we
and
absolutely
And do a Dabrowski in the middle of it for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So coming up next for FNK Country, we have a brand new artist in our group. His name is Tony Way. This is actually his first time ever doing a country song, but you know, it's FNK Country Week.
Yeah.
And this is his very first
one in
post
Rome
ever. First post ever.
You know
in
what? I love it. And that was his thing. He mentioned that he said, this is my first post ever in FNK and my first time ever trying a country song, which is really cool.
And let me tell you, this is I'm Already There
by Lone Star. Let's do it.
Wasn't that the name? Lone Star? Spaceballs?
Yeah, sure.
Lone Star. Here it is.
He called her on the road from a lonely, cold hotel room, just to hear her say, I love you one more time. When he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. A little voice came on the phone, said, Daddy, when you he said the first thing came to his mind. I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I'm in your prayers. I'm already there. She got back on the phone and said, I really miss darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right here beside you. Now I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. Then I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. Already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there to the end. Can you love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. We may be a thousand miles apart. I'll be with you wherever you are. Already there. Take a look. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow all around. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there to be here. Can you feel the love that we share?
Right there with you, Tony.
Yeah, we are. We're already there.
We're right
with
there
you,
with you.
We are already there. It's fan. That was so good. So
that
good.
It really was.
And as a he's brand new to the group too, right? He was brand new.
Very first post. Oh, I mean, it's super impressive.
Amazing.
Like, this guy just comes out of nowhere and posts some amazing stuff. Again, that was Tony Way singing "I'm Already There" by Lone Star. And I've been with my wife for 12 years. And mm-hmm. I haven't heard her say "I'm already there" for a long time.
Yeah.
Love you, babe.
Yes. She doesn't listen to this podcast anyway, so you're okay. You're good.
Yeah, fantastic. So Lone Star is definitely from Spaceballs, you know?
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. Are you positive?
Evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
You know what? I am impressed with your knowledge of Spaceballs. That's fantastic.
It's so good. So, again, this is FNK Country Week. We have a duet. I love duets, especially in
Friday
Night
Karaoke. Best.
They are.
Best.
So they are collaborations. There's a group, FNK Collabs, that we'll talk about later,
so
that puts together some amazing stuff. But yeah, collaborations are becoming a hot thing in Friday Night Karaoke. Generally, it's with
they're incredibly popular. It's not like this is a brand new thing. People, so all right, let me throw this back to the last sentence I was making is, if you're new to this, you want to post a song by yourself, fantastic. But if you want to jump in someone else's song, there are so many open songs where you can just jump in, sing half the song, and there's just an unlimited number of collabs out there with
some of our most amazing singers.
Yeah, I love this.
With the Smule app, and you don't need a paid Smule account to go ahead to join those collabs. So coming up next, we do have a duet. It's with Heather Gunari and Darren Henninger. Yes, I got it correct. Darren Henninger.
Close enough.
And they'll be singing Reba McEntire's "If You See Him, If You See Her." Here it is.
Tell him I wish him well. how am I doing? Well, sometimes it's hard to tell. I still miss him more than ever, but please don't say a word if you see him. If you see him,
if you see her, tell her I'm doing fine. And if you want to say that I think of her from time to time, ask her if she ever wonders where we both went wrong. If you see her, if you see her,
Heather Gennari and Darren Henninger.
Sure do. That was beautiful.
Henninger.
Oh,
I got it.
Come on, man. Come on. That was amazing. Amazing. Man, their voices are perfect. Perfectly
yeah,
beautiful.
It was a lot of synergy. Oh, it was a lot of
so
synergy
good.
There. It was great.
It was
and,
so
and Heather
good.
Gennari, she's been a long time mm-hmm. staple in the FNK community.
Yeah.
And she's been putting out not only some amazing solos, but uh-huh. Just a ton of amazing collabs all across the board with people like Jennifer Adams and
yeah.
Tyler Tucott and everybody. Really being an amazing part of the community. Darren is relatively new. I think it's the last couple months. But he's been posting a lot of songs and he's been really getting involved
honestly,
a lot more.
Honestly, the two of them are just absolutely amazing. And I did have to spend like 10 minutes on the phone with Heather's mom this past week after and let her know that Heather does not actually cuss on her podcast songs. And I felt bad after last week making
is this yeah. like an inside thing?
Yeah,
is
no, like I mean, if you recall last week, I said, you know, Heather messed up. Remember, she was posting some of her bloopers on here and.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, oh, S-H-I-T. And I inferred that Heather said that, but she didn't actually say that. And
oh, what are you doing to this
poor
girl?
No, I had to make it right. I
right?
So, you know what?
So you sent
a little bit of my
time. Flowers? You sent some flowers?
No, it was a phone call.
Okay.
We're good.
It was a phone call.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we're all on the same page. Huh. All right. So thank you, Heather Gennari and Darren Harris. Henninger, why am I having so much trouble?
Oh, my God.
Darren Henninger. That was If You See Him, If You See Her by Reba McEntire. Coming up next, we have who's very quickly becoming one of my very favorite singers in Friday Night Karaoke.
Who?
That's a bold statement.
That's a hard mountain to climb. Who do we
right.
got?
And he's scaling this mountain very, very quickly. This is Ron Green.
Oh, my God.
Ron Green. And we picked this song because not only did Ron Green absolutely crush it, but you're all going to be singing along in your cars, yeah. in your office, mm-hmm. you know, with your headphones in. People are going to be walking by. They're going to be looking at you, and you're going to be, like, singing along.
Yes.
And
but make sure you dance, too, because you don't want to be just singing and standing
yeah,
still.
That'd be weird. That'd be weird.
Sing and right. dance in the office.
So this is going to be Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton and Ron Green singing. Give a listen.
Used to spend the night out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I ever known. But you rescued me from reaching the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone. As Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. In honey, I'm staying strong on your love. All the time I've looked for love in all the same old places. Down the bottom of the bottle, always dry. But when you pour your heart out, I didn't waste it. Cause there is nothing like your love to keep me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're glass of brandy. Yeah, honey, I'm staying strong on your love. Leave behind. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. And honey, I'd stay so for your love all the time. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Oh, Tennessee whiskey.
I want to be as smooth as Ron Green.
Oh, his voice is as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. That was fucking amazing. Oh, God, he's so good.
Yeah, he really is. So, again, that's Ron Green, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
You know,
and just wow.
Man,
wow.
You know, there's a lot of
deliver
people,
more like that.
There's a lot of people on FNK where I'm like, holy shit, you sound like a fucking rock star. You know, he's
absolute
one of those people. There's so many people who are just amazing.
I mean, the group has so much talent, and it has so much passion, has so much energy. Mm-hmm. I love listening to every single one of these videos that comes in because so there's good. Just so much. It's very pure.
Agreed.
There's no hidden agendas. There's no go donate to my Cash App or my Venmo.
I know.
There's none of that garbage.
So it's just like, hey, let's just sing. I got a song. What do you think? And everybody jumps in and says, love it. Right?
Right. Oh, by the way, we're not playing it in this podcast. It doesn't fit.
Right.
But I sang my first ever duet on Smeal with my 8-year-old daughter.
I heard it. It was awesome. It was so good, dude.
That song, I Love You.
Oh, my God. I Love You.
It was the greatest Pixar thing song? Ever. Yeah, it was so great.
Ugh.
Like, I've listened to it, no joke, like, you know, at least 15 to 20 times after we recorded it today. And, like, I get all teary-eyed. I'm like, oh, that's my daughter.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, it was the best.
Can I just tell you how good that was? I loved watching that because you were like, I could see the pride in your eyes. I could see it the entire time. And she was singing it, and you were like... You know, I loved it. And
yeah.
Truth be known, I've done a few with my daughter, but she was like, not yet, not ready to post yet. She wants to work on Lamar, and I'm pushing her to like get in there. Let's do this.
But what we need to get make happen?
More weeks.
What we need to make happen? Here's what we need to make happen.
Yeah,
we need to make a duet between your daughter and my daughter.
Holy shit! You know what?
We gotta find
some sort of Pixar. Like Anna and Elsa duet sort of thing.
You
like,
just said it, yeah. Anna and Elsa.
Yeah.
You want to build a snowman?
Oh my God.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
All right, let's back on track. This is FNK Country, not FNK Snowman.
It is not be pretty FNK awesome. Pixar. Soon.
Oh yeah, coming to a podcast near you. Mm-hmm. So coming up next, we have the FNK Summer Mic Drop Challenge winner.
No
Katie
way.
Rose.
No way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Coming up next.
She's fantastic.
So Katie Rose won the FNK Summer Mic Drop. She will be dropping some amazing Gretchen Wilson on us. A little bit of All Jacked Up. And this is actually one of her very favorite songs to sing. Here it is. Mighty Rose.
Oh, dude, that could be the new name of our company. Holy shit.
That's all jacked up. That's how I feel by, like, you know, 1 a.m. daily. Again, Katie Rose, All Jacked Up by Gretchen Wilson, our new theme song for
all
our company.
All jacked up.
Yep. That
hit
was
us
awesome.
Up at www.alljackedup.com.
Don't necessarily go there.
Don't actually go there. I have no idea what's there, to be honest. I have not actually looked into this, so if it's horrible, please don't blame me. I should have thought
make
about
sure
that.
Make sure safe search is turned on. Woo! All right! Coming up next, we have Alan. I can't stop laughing. We have Alan Torres. And Alan Torres, he's going to be singing not one, not two.
Wait, how many
three
times?
Three times. A lady. So Three Times a Lady by the Commodores. It's the Kenny Rogers version. And he's out there with his acoustic guitar.
That's right. He is playing this the whole time. I love this.
Yeah. We have a new thing that is becoming a thing. Celeste Applegate actually kicked it off. Oh, Celeste, we got you again.
See, again.
So Celeste Applegate actually kicked this off. It's FNKIRL. So Celeste was traveling around and she decided, you know, she's traveling for work. Might as well see who's local
right.
and go hang out.
God,
she got to
love
hang out
that.
With like... Yeah, she was hanging out
with
Kara.
Reggie, yeah, KJ.
Or KJ.
Evelyn, who else? She had a few people. It's so fucking cool.
So Alan Torres is hanging out with Jeremy Joya.
Really?
Live.
Loved that.
Another FNK IRL. And they were singing a whole bunch of songs, posting them live, actually running like a live stream for everyone to watch and interact with. And it's just awesome. This FNK IRL thing is just... really incredible.
I
can't wait to see.
I love it. I love the FNK
more of
IRLs.
This.
We definitely have to have more of these. And now that like the world is kind of opening up a little bit more, right? Like you're not stuck in your house. Hopefully we will see more of these FNK IRLs. And Mike, we promise that we're going to throw some.
Oh, we're going
some
to be
karaoke's
throwing...
live and bringing in a bunch of people. You ready to start our world tour soon or what?
I am absolutely ready. So Joe and I travel a ton for our main job, our company, and the travel obviously has been cut off over the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, Mike.
It's starting to pick up again, and our plan is to host local FNK meets wherever our conferences happen to be. So, again, this is Alan Torres, and he's singing Three Times a Lady by the Commodores, Kenny Rogers version. Give it a listen. It's awesome.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now that we've come to the end of our rainbows, there's something I must say out loud. You're once, twice, three times a lady. I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. I love with every beat of my heart.
There's nothing to keep us apart.
Damn, that was beautiful.
That man is just oozing with talent.
My Thank God.
You. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah.
That was Alan Torres singing Three Times a Lady by the Commodores, the Kenny Rogers version. And wow, he had his acoustic guitar right there with him. He had his cowboy hat. He had his sunglasses on. You know, microphone in front of him. I mean, that was a music video.
That was an amazing song. MTV. Before when they used to play music, that was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Back when it was good,
right?
Yeah, that was so fantastic, good. Alan. Really enjoyed watching and listening to that. So, just continuing our FNK
adventure. Wait. Hold on. We haven't thrown in like a where do you listen to us in a while. Where can we listen?
Let me give you that. Let me give you that. So let's rewind real quick.
Yeah.
So Joe Rubin. Where can you listen to this fantastic podcast?
Oh, my God. There are so many places you can listen to us. First of all, this is an actual podcast. So you can listen to us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, right? You can do all the major things on iHeartMedia. And you can go to our Facebook group and type in Friday Night Karaoke and listen to us there. One, we post the podcast.
Wait, on my cellular device?
On your cellular phone? Listen, local messaging rates may apply. However, you can get on there, type in Friday Night Karaoke, and then listen to our entire podcast and all of the hundreds of amazing songs posted by our amazing Friday Night Karaoke members, and listen to it anytime you want on Friday Night Karaoke.
Where can I buy the box set?
You can.
Christmas is coming, boy.
Listen, act now.
We'll throw in episode 14
at no extra charge.
It's just Joe Rubin singing Christmas carols.
It's just me. But I'm
Christmas,
honestly,
it's Christmas in September.
But honestly, they're fucking great.
This are they?
Yeah.
Can you give us a sample?
No. Yes. I'll have a blue.
That was great! Oh my God! I am buying the box set just so I can get that blue Christmas.
That was so good. Yeah, and you are in it, and I'm going to sign your copy too for free.
I'm so excited! I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Well, you know who I'd love to hear well? I'd love to hear RJ Lee, who's actually coming up next.
Who is RJ Lee?
I actually don't think he's posted much in the group. I think he's actually brand new. I've only seen maybe four or five songs when I pulled up everything he's put in. And I believe it's only in the last week or so. So I believe he's brand new. I pride myself in knowing every single member of our group who posts.
I think he's fairly new. He's new.
Yeah, I believe he's brand new.
I remember seeing I'm just joining this group thing not too long ago.
Well, I'm pretty darn excited because this song... If it's any indication on what he's going to be bringing to this group, please post more.
Yes.
So RJ Lee is actually going to be bringing some Rodeo by Garth Brooks.
Love it.
And I am ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
I sure am.
Here it is.
eyes are cold and wrists, wounds have almost healed. She'd give half of Texas just to change the way you feel. She knows his love's in Tulsa, she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damn old rodeo. Wild as bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crack. It's the white and it's nothing, it's the gold in the buckle, he'll win in the next go round. It's boot chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and a lot of gold. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and the pain and the call that thing a rodeo. Love comes to call, but his need for red controls the man, her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you, and it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Wow, it's blood and blood, it's the dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and his knuckles, gold in the buckle, he'll win in the next go round. It's boot chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and a lot of gold. It's the ropes and the reins and the jaw and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane. He'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play the game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he's been chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, it's blood and blood, it's the dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win in the next go around. It's spurs and a lot of gold. It's the ropes and the reins and the jaw and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronze and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo.
I love that little wow wow at
wow,
the end.
Wow, I love it. It was so good.
That was awesome. So RJ
post
Lee,
more. Post more, yep. RJ. That was great.
Rocking Some Rodeo by Garth Brooks.
Right?
I was mega impressed. He just brought it.
Oh.
He really embodied what that song is all about, which is a rodeo.
Yeah, I guess it was about a rodeo, I think. Right? That's what I grabbed from that, right? Like,
that,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what the artist was trying to get to there.
Yeah.
He likes rodeos.
Probably. Unless we totally missed it, right? It's like over our heads, and there was some sort of deeper.
It's like a it's very philosophical discussion.
Exactly, it was about life itself.
So coming up next, Honey Chadwell, again one of the originals from Friday Night Karaoke. She was best known early on for posting live videos. She was actually one of the very first in Friday Night Karaoke to post exclusively live videos to the group.
Uh-huh.
Most people, you know, recorded on Smule or recorded locally and
that's
then posted.
She went live and all the time.
Yeah, it was always live. She actually won a bunch of the Friday Night Karaoke theme of the week challenges, like This Is FNK Country. We've had many others like FNK Sexy, FNK Pop, FNK Rock,
FNK,
you know,
80s
FNK Gold.
Hair bands. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we
everything.
Had them all.
So she's won her fair share of themes of the week, and she started coming back with her posts, and I couldn't be more thrilled to be hearing these, and super happy to be featuring her on the FNK podcast. And this is Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks. Again, Honey Chadwell.
Goodbye Earl.
Mary. Yes. Yes.
Anytime, Honey Chadwell. Anytime. That was Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks. Honey Chadwell style.
Oh, can you imagine naming your kid Earl after hearing that song and be like, oh.
To any Earls listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Earl. Sorry, all Earls out there. This is a rough one.
Did they have a show like My Name is Earl?
Yeah, this is a rough one. Did they?
It was like a show.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like a sitcom.
That's
My Name
right,
is Earl.
With the dude from the.
The Thing.
Yeah.
That did the Thing that time.
With the Stan Lee and the.
And
remember
he,
the,
he put the.
The
it
chocolate
was in, it
hands.
Was in that place.
Remember when
where he put that,
the
place,
stink
that thing
hands
that time?
With the hand in the pants? Remember? Yes, that guy. That guy.
Awesome. I don't know what you're talking about, but fan-bloody-tastic. So,
otherwise, the
right
song is fucking amazing. Love it.
It was. It really was.
Nice job.
Honey Chadwell.
Honey Chadwell.
Great job. So, again, this is FNK Country Week. We are listening to country songs. We had 217 submissions
I think
to
this
FNK
our,
Country.
Is this our biggest FNK hashtag ever? I mean...
Prior to this, it was like 140 was the largest.
Come on.
And I think that was for FNK Me.
Really?
Potentially, or...
really? 100 people more? That was insane.
It's wild. It's absolutely wild. I mean, it's not quite 100. Math's hard, but...
I'm working on it.
It was close. It was close. I mean, your math, my
70,
pronunciation.
70 of 14.
Carry the 4.
Yeah, I got this. 70, 14 better.
If you remember, just recently, we were featured on another karaoke podcast.
Whoa.
It wasn't just any other karaoke
not
podcast.
Not a random
it
podcast.
It was the greatest song ever sung poorly.
It was.
Which is all of our songs.
That's me to a T.
Yeah. But you know what? We own it and we love it. So this is actually one of the two hosts of the greatest song ever sung
did
poorly
we have,
podcast.
So Ed is the other co-founder. Do we have Ed's song recently?
No, we haven't displayed one of Ed's songs
but,
yet. Ed,
you know,
don't worry.
He was on FNK, though.
It's coming.
He was on FNK.
He was on FNK in fishnets.
That's
and it was awesome.
He looks fantastic.
Doing Dr. Frankenfooter.
Yes.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I love everything about it because, fun fact, both Joe and I in college were Dr. Frankenfooter in our college productions of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You know what? I have nothing to add to this. So
yeah, you have nothing to add. It's just true. Take it for what it is.
Barely true. Mostly true. All right.
So Adam Rainwright is the co-host of the greatest song ever sung poorly, along with Ed Cunard. Picard.
You got this.
Jean-Luc Cunard. So Ed Cunard and Adam Wainwright are the hosts of this amazing podcast where they talk karaoke, they live karaoke, they breathe karaoke. They interview folks like us and others who have a similar passion.
Wait. There's nobody like us, man. We fucking rock that shit. We had a great interview. And I think we hold the award for getting them the drunkest they have ever been on any podcast ever.
You're the drunkest anyone's ever been on a podcast ever right now.
That's true as well.
I'm drinking a White Claw because I have to be up early.
Yeah, you are.
I sure am. So Adam Wainwright will be actually singing his very first song in Friday Night Karaoke. It's his very first post ever in the group. And it will be one of my favorite songs, both when Nine Inch Nails wrote it, when Trent Reznor wrote it with Nine Inch Nails, and later Johnny Cash when he covered it. This is the Johnny Cash version of Hurt. Give a listen.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, that old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I thoughts. I cannot repair beneath the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again a million miles away, I will keep myself. I would find a way.
Was that Johnny Cash?
Oh my,
was that actually Johnny Cash?
Holy shit, he was so
elderly
good.
Johnny Cash singing this?
I think so. I think so. I think he lip-synced it Milli Vanilli style. He was toofing good.
That was really awesome.
Holy shit.
He actually mimicked Johnny Cash's style.
His everything.
Johnny Cash's.
His just everything.
He really embodied Johnny Cash for that song. And I'm amazed. If I was in a live karaoke and I heard someone singing that,
yeah,
I would be looking around. Like, where is this guy?
Would you?
He's supposed to be dead. Where is he?
Would you really be looking around?
No, I would be drunk. I'd be laughing. I'd be laughing at everything I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I'd see you. I'd be laughing at something.
Yeah.
And then I'd go find Adam.
I'd be holding your hair over the toilet in the bathroom. I'm just saying.
I have no hair.
I know.
I don't have any hair. I'm Italian, like my arm hair.
That being said, that was fucking awesome.
It really was. Adam Wainwright, again, the greatest song ever sung poorly. And that song, let me tell you, was not sung poorly
at all.
Holy
shit, Adam.
That was fantastic. And that was Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, the Johnny Cash version.
All right, so I was actually just texting you, man. Where are we at?
Well, before we get into that, I was just texting you that Nine Inch Nails was like my favorite. Trent Reznor was like my favorite for over a decade. You know, we could actually do an entire industrial rock.
Should we do an FNK Trent weekend?
We have to save that for after the final song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And guess what time it is? As you were alluding to, it is time for the final song.
Oh, well, what do you know?
Well, what do you know?
Oh, my God.
Well, what a coinky dink. So, the final song of the evening is the saddest time for us because it means there will be no more songs.
Oh.
But you know what? There's at least one more. And this song has it all. So we were talking earlier about some of the great collaborations that happen in Friday Night Karaoke.
I love those collaborations.
Yeah, not only are these duets great, and some of these group collaborations great that have kind of come along, but where it really started in Friday Night Karaoke was with Celeste Applegate, Asthma Bully Jones, and Asthma Bully Jones is actually the one who started this entire thing, Tyler Tucott, Eric Dubrovsky, and they all came together, and if I'm leaving anyone out, I'm sorry, I believe that's everybody. Oh, and actually, Jacob Tylock.
Yep.
Yeah, he was part of the original crew
And
FNK, they created a group called FN Collabs. That's actually a page on Facebook, a group on Facebook, and a Smule group as well. And you can get involved in collaborations where everyone takes a part. Many people take a part, you know, a chorus part. And it's a beautiful thing that they've put together here.
It is so cool because it brings so many people to the fold. It people who are potentially thinking about getting involved, it brings them right in. I love that.
Yeah, it really does. You don't have to arrive in the group and like, I don't really want to post up a video yet. I just want to kind of dip my toe in the water, join a collaboration, especially something like the FNK or FN Collabs, because you could join the chorus. You don't have to actually
you don't have to get your own individual part. Yeah, exactly. You could just jump in slowly, which is
And then again, you're family. You're in.
You always are. Breadsticks.
So FN Collabs. This is one of the largest I've ever seen them run. So they have put together one of the most iconic country songs, in my opinion, ever. And I don't know a lot of country songs.
You sure don't.
If this came on in a bar, I would be singing it with everybody else in that bar. Because it's impossible not to sing the chorus of this song. In fact, you at home, as you're listening along, I'm sure you're going to be singing the chorus of this song.
Actually, let's make a request. I want you to sing. I want you to sing along with this song.
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
Do it. So this is your job.
FN Collabs is going to be singing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. So they have individual parts for the, you know, the individual singing parts, and then they all get together.
Everybody.
For the chorus.
Everybody.
And we have Tyler Turcotte. We have Jacob Tylock, Nina Hoffman, Celeste Applegate, Kelly Wilson, Eric Dabrowski, Asma Bully Jones. Woo. I can't name you all.
All of our friends in Low Places have jumped in on this one.
If you're friends with us, you have the friends in
Low
Places.
Yeah, you know what? We are the friends in Low Places.
So here it is, a song about us. Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks from FN Collabs.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Friends in Collabs. Blame it all on my runes. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fit.
The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
And I saw surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne.
And I still said yes, and honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain.
Wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's all right, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door.
Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me a lover and then
your love is high as an ivory tower.
Oh,
I've got friends in low places.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
I was referring to you, exactly.
And I have friends in low places.
Who?
It's you, Joe.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Well, that was FN Collabs, Friday Night Collabs, singing.
They rock it every
friends
single time.
Friends in low places.
I love it.
By Garth Brooks.
Yeah, they did
it. That was awesome.
So good.
And that marks the end of the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast episode
number 13. So good night. Wait.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Wait. I screwed up. Are we doing good night?
We're not there yet.
Are we doing good night?
We're not doing good night.
No.
We're not there. You know what we have?
What?
We need to pick a new theme of the week. This was FNK Country. What is the new theme of the week going to be?
Holy
crap. Do you have a suggestion?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, until like 5 seconds ago, I forgot we were even doing this.
Yeah, what are we thinking?
We just did that. What did we do previously? We did FNK Sexy.
FNK Onomatopoeia.
We did FNK Onomatopoeia. We did FNK.
I'm going to call out an audible here.
Do it.
Here's my audible.
What do we got?
So I just sang that song with my daughter.
And it was beautiful.
I loved it. And I went through a week here where I'm completely out of my element with country songs.
Oh,
I did sing a country song.
FNK Country. Let's do that.
I think we just did.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm thinking, how about something simple, something amazing, something that will grab everyone, and something that I believe could beat FNK Country.
Is it?
In terms of total video submitted.
It's not FNK Karate. Please
no, I'm up in my game. FNK Musicals, buddy. FNK Musicals.
Whoa.
And I want to include not just Broadway. It's not FNK Broadway. It's FNK Musicals.
Yeah, I want to think about
this
for
a
second.
Broadway.
Tell us.
It can be a Disney movie.
Uh-huh.
It can be a Pixar movie,
uh-huh,
song. It can be any musical on stage or on screen.
All right.
It should be a musical.
It's a bit
broad. It should not be a theme to a movie or something like that. So you're not going to be putting up, like, you know, the intro theme to a movie.
Don't do like dun 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 dun. Don't do the Jaws theme.
I will make you the winner of the next. All right,
you know what? I'm going to do it then.
Okay.
All right.
The challenge.
No, honestly, let's give a little more information, Mike. So I'm not going to argue too hard because I like this theme. I do.
Yeah.
What can and can't we do? Let's be more specific. Give me some examples.
Give me some examples. Very simple. You know, you want to go sing Oliver, go sing Oliver. You know, that's stage. It's actually also screen. You want to sing The Greatest Showman, which is screen. Go for it. Rock it.
Perfect.
You want to sing stuff from The Lion King.
Okay.
Go nuts. I consider that a musical movie.
Love it.
So anything from stage and screen.
Okay.
Is open game here.
I love
FNK
it.
Musicals. I can't wait to see all your submissions. I can already think of a few of you that are listening to this right now. Like,
I know we've already got
moment.
Like 40,
this
45
is my moment.
Submissions by the time we finish this sentence. I exactly. I love this.
So I am so excited for this. I can't wait for some of the collaborations that are come out of this too. I mean,
honestly, the worst
it's
thing
be
is I didn't get
such
to,
a fun week.
I didn't get to argue with you that much. I'm kind of sad
because it's a great idea.
It really
that's why.
Is. This is really good.
So let's end on this great idea. That was FNK Country. The next theme is FNK Musicals with an S at the end. And I'm Mike Whiston.
I'm Joe Rubin.
There you go. And this was the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast episode number 13. We loved being here for you. We loved listening to your songs. We love seeing you in the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group again at facebook.com. And just type in Friday Night Karaoke. We're right there. It's free to join. This podcast, please give it 5 stars. Please follow it. Please leave a comment on whatever platform you happen to be listening to on, whether it's Apple, Spotify, iHeart, it doesn't matter. We would love for you to just show that support because we do this because we love it, and that just helps us get some more visibility.
And if you have anything negative to say, do not post
it to yourself.
Do not post that at all. At all.
It's the only reason you have something negative to say is because Joe's drunk.
Exactly.
So thank you, Friday Night Karaoke. You're all amazing. We love you. We love you.
We love you.
Later.
Good night.